You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:03:35:36:37 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And what a day it's been. That's kind of a good way to start because that gets everyone interested. They want to hear what a day it's been. And let me tell you, I have had a day. But first, let's start with a little overview of what this show is all about. In this show, I have prepared 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long show. And so I have 30 minutes worth of time to kill, and I have nothing prepared. And so what I do is I get really sleepy because it's late at night, and then I wander into the station, and I play my music, and I have to talk in between the music. And hopefully I say things that are interesting and maybe funny, heartfelt, relatable. Maybe I'll break your heart. But maybe I won't, and that would be okay too. What's important is that I don't incur any FCC fines. That's the real goal of this show. I mean, the sort of optional goal is maybe we'll mention birds. But the primary goal is to make sure that I'm not fined by the government. So, just think about that as we go along, and remember that when push comes to shove, I'm trying my best. So what a day it's been. I was up at 6:30 a.m. today. Usually, I just talk about myself because that's what I know the most about, or so I like to let myself believe. But anyways, I was up at 6:30 a.m. today, which was rough for me because usually I don't get up at 6:30 a.m. because I'm not crazy. I am not crazy. And so now I'm here and it's 1 a.m. And so it's been a long day, I suppose. And I had to wake up that early because I had to go to my first day of internship training at an internship I'm doing at what is essentially kind of like a therapeutic boarding school for kids. And so I decided that I would wake up early and I'd, you know, take a shower and do all the things I do in the morning. excuse me. I'd give myself time and I'd get dressed and I'd drive out. It's like a 45-minute drive, maybe worse in traffic. And I thought, you know what? It's my first day at the internship. I'm going to make a good impression. I'm going to dress better than I normally dress. And it's not hard to do. Because normally what I wear is a pair of jeans. And I've mentioned this before, so I'm sorry if you've heard it before. But I wear a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and a hoodie. And I thought, all right, we're going to bump it up exactly one level above that. And so I wore a pair of jeans and a sweater and like a light jacket. And that felt, it was a subtle change, but it felt much more classy. Well, no, it didn't. It felt a little bit more classy and it felt just classy enough that I didn't feel like I'd be underdressed for my orientation. And indeed I wasn't. It went well, I think. I drove on out there. I was early, so I sat in the car for a bit because I don't know. Do people do that? I know that I sat in the car because I didn't want to have to go and talk with people and be in a room and not have anything to do or say and feel sort of like I should be talking. Maybe that's part of the problem, that I feel like I should be talking. And maybe this radio show exacerbates that problem because, in fact, in this setting, I do have to talk and fill space with my voice. And I have to remember that in most everyday settings, that is not a requirement of me. That is neither expected nor wanted of me. But I've gotten used to being here and doing that, so perhaps I've generalized it to other facets of my life. I don't know. I wouldn't know, and quite frankly, I don't really care enough to find out. But so I wore a sweater, And I did sweat a bit in that sweater because sweaters are hot. And I'm used to nothing but a t-shirt on my bod, which is short for body. It's one letter shorter, but it's a whole syllable shorter as well. Which is why it's, you know, it's bod. It's body. It doesn't matter. But so because of that, when I finished with the training, and it wasn't very long, so I drove back to my house. And I didn't want to keep wearing the sweater because it was kind of hot. And so I just wore an undershirt for the rest of the day. I didn't wear the undershirt under the sweater. I took off the sweater and I wore the undershirt. And I started thinking that, well, do people just wear sweaters without anything under them? Because I don't wear sweaters very often. This might be the first sweater I've worn in like a year. And so I think I was doing it right. And I'm not really sure if there's a real way to do it wrong. But I know there was nothing between that sweater and my bare skin. And I felt sort of like if I had an undershirt under it, then maybe the sweat wouldn't have been like, it wasn't a lot of sweat. I wasn't like pouring with sweat, you know, it was just enough that made me want to not wear a sweater. But anyways, to cut a long story a little bit shorter, now I am still in the undershirt because although I changed back into my sweater whenever I had to go outside of my house, it's the end of the day and no one's outside to look at me or judge me that I'm just walking around. I mean, it's a real shirt. I mean, what is the difference between an undershirt and a real shirt? There's not really one. I mean, it's a shirt. It's got sleeves, short sleeves, a hole for my neck and a hole for the rest of my body. Not including the sleeves, which I've mentioned already. And I guess the difference is that it says like, you know, a brand on the front, but not in an obvious place where it would be in a normal t-shirt. And it's like a bit tighter and a little bit smaller. But I think I look good in it. I mean, not in a way where I'd wear it around like some sort of freak, but... Wait, so I don't mean to offend anyone who does that, but come on. We live in a society, and this society expects normal shirts. And really, the society probably expects a little bit better than that, at least... Well, maybe not. I shouldn't speak so generally. That can't be interesting. But so it's been an undershirt kind of day, and a sweater undershirt day, and I've been awake for a long time, which means I am tireder now than I normally am. And so it's going to be a wacky wild ride. We can talk about Valentine's Day. That's coming up. My birthday's coming up. We've got a whole world of conversation topics to fill space with. And with that in mind, what I'm going to do now is play more music. Oh, I have to mention, we started out the show with Ronald Gregory Erickson II by a band whose name I can't say on the radio. So it's on Spinatron. You can look at it. And then we heard the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. Cool. I'm going to play more music, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk a bit, and then the cycle will continue. So, I love you, and you are beautiful, and thank you for listening to whatever you want to call this. And I'll be back in, like, a bit. So, enjoy. Yeah. I really do hope you enjoy.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Like Andrew White, Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll home in New York with champagne and disco. Tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda. Your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Love's a love, the wisdom teeth are love. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth, I can't do it alone.
you always step to my girl. Ancestors told me that Dega was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tales of a past life. Stale conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks would laugh when they saw us together. Well, they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them there huddled on Aster. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master. The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What she on about? I feel it in my bones. Feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for you. The stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, but girl, you're not old yet. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. Stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for.
All right, we just heard Step by Vampire Weekend, followed by Weird Fishes / Arpeggi by Radiohead. Excellent. Okay, what I'm going to do... Oh, actually, I forgot to do something, which is that I forgot to find the appropriate PSA in our big binder of PSAs. And so if we're real lucky right now, I'm going to flip to the right PSA. And if not, I might just play a pre-recorded PSA. Because I'm panicking. I know I don't sound like it, but I am. This one's about organ donation. I'm an organ donor, and I would recommend that you be an organ donor too, because it's kind of the easiest way towards extending your life. Wait, I think I'm close. Yes, here we go. I can't read it because it's dark. There we go. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, there we go. That's a PSA. And now I have to actually talk about things. And so I'm pretty sure I mentioned Valentine's Day. And I guess I've been thinking a little bit about Valentine's Day. What do I talk about, though? I mean, it's a day. It's the day when people come together to give love to each other in the only way they know how, and that's Hallmark cards. And Hallmark cards I've always liked Hallmark cards a lot. I like going to the card section of CVS and picking out Hallmark cards. And what I like to do is I like to select, like, the most personal, emotional cards I can, and buy them and give them to people, because I love that. I love thinking, and I guess I am the person, but I love thinking that there are people out there who have these huge emotions that they feel for people, like really profound feelings for someone, for something they did, for some role they play in their life, and they think, what am I going to do with all these, you know, intense emotional feelings I have for this person? I know. I'm going to go to CVS, I'm going to sort through all the cards, and I'm going to find the perfect Hallmark card to give to them. And that's what they do. And maybe the Hallmark card has like a little bit of glitter involved, or it has like fancy paper cutting, and that makes it cost like a few extra dollars. But you know what? For this special person in your life, any cost is worth it. And so I recently bought a Hallmark card for a friend of mine who had invited me to their dinner party. And so I was buying lemonade at CVS, and as I'm wont to do, I stumbled into the Hallmark card section, and I was looking for cards, and I found one that was wonderful. It said something along the lines of, the thing you did was so amazing, and because of that, you are so wonderful. But it said it in better words that, at a glance, you wouldn't realize just how vague that card is. I mean, it was a card that could apply to just about anything as long as you feel strongly about it. And as such, it was actually quite appropriate for me to give it as a thank you to inviting me to a dinner party. The implication being that me being invited to, I received the invitation as like a great, fantastic, you know, earth-shattering honor. And indeed I did. It was a nice dinner party. But that's kind of beside the point. The point is, it's Valentine's Day. It's the day that's coming up. And if you're in a relationship, that's wonderful. And if you're not in a relationship, that doesn't have to be so bad either. And if you're about to not be in a relationship, I'm very sorry. I was talking with my friends over dinner about good breakup lines, and I came up with, it's not you, it's the fact that I'm not in love with you anymore. And that one's good. Hear me out. That one's good because at first you have your soon-to-be ex-partner bristling at you delivering this kind of, you know, cliche, half-baked line to them. It's not you. And then you hit them with a bat. You bludgeon them with a bat. With the bat being, it's the fact that I'm not in love with you anymore. And that just destroys them. Trust me, I've been there. I have been destroyed by that before. And so if you're really looking to totally wreck someone for like a long time, that's the way to go. Now, if you want to be a decent person, you should probably just be honest and heartfelt and say, like, listen, kid, this was great, but this bird's got to fly. And if you are about to get on a plane, that would help, because then you can actually fly. But so Valentine's Day, it's a day that's coming up. And if you're single, it doesn't have to be so bad. Because, I mean, let's face it. Well, no, okay. It's a day for giving love. You know, don't buy a Hallmark card. You can if you want, but you don't need to buy chocolates or flowers. But you can, and maybe you should if your person wants you to, or if you want to. But it's about sharing the love you have for others. And it could be any sort of love. I don't care. It could be romantic, and that's great. But if you got people in your life who you care about, you should kind of tell them that on the reg. That's short for regular. But Valentine's Day is a great excuse to do it if you're sort of emotionally awkward and scared of being vulnerable. Because you can say, Happy Valentine's Day, I care about you. Which, you know, most people probably won't do. And I'll do it to some people. I care about people. I care about all of you listening, probably. I don't know who you are or why you're here, but the fact that you're sitting through my voice, it does mean something. And I don't know what it means, but maybe that's for you to figure out, and that's okay. I have been, I think, alone on Valentine's Day for the past basically forever, which is fine. It's not to say that I've been single on Valentine's Day. I think for most Valentine's Days since seventh grade, I've been in a relationship, like a committed sort of relationship, or as committed as a relationship can be in seventh grade. Getting progressively more mature levels of commitment as I grew up. It's been a wild ride, I guess. It's just that, so in seventh grade, I was actually asked out on Valentine's Day. And it was seventh grade, so it was like a seventh grade asking out in a seventh grade kind of dating situation. But still, that was kind of nice. But since then, every girlfriend I've had has been... Every girlfriend I've had has been, for one reason or another, suspiciously busy on Valentine's Day. And at the time, I thought nothing of it, and I've thought nothing of it until now. But now it strikes me as oddly suspicious, and perhaps it's indicative that I was, in fact, the other man. Because let's face it, Valentine's Day, like, let's say that they're married. They're not going to spend Valentine's Day with their... I don't know what you'd call me. I'm not a mistress because I am a dude. I'm sure there's a word for it. Yeah, I'll be a piece on the side. How about that? And so maybe they're with their like wife and or husband and kids. And anyways, it's something for me to think about, and I'm going to ruminate about that now while I play the rest of this music. Not the rest of it, some more of it. So I hope you enjoy. I love you. We'll be happier soon. I didn't mean to end on such kind of sad notes, but you are loved and lovely and wonderful, and you deserve all the best. And so enjoy this music, and I'll be back soon. Cool.
King Bitch, you are in me. Another habit like you are in me. Do you need me too? I believe it's gonna feel like new.
We just heard Such Great Heights by The Postal Service, followed by Wrapped by Karen O, that's R-A-P-T, and then finally Close to Your Ego by Pavo Pavo. Or maybe it's Pavo Pavo, I wouldn't know. But anyways, on the topic of love and romance, I am in a creative writing class. I don't remember if I've mentioned that or not. And you might think that, hey, DJ Pending slash Jonah, my real name, DJ Pending, maybe you should use creative writing to write a script for your radio show. And I disagree. But I'm in a creative writing class, and my short story is due tomorrow. And it's about 13 pages long. So about 7 like sheets of paper. And I had to print 13 copies of it, one for each member of my class. Which involved me, writing the paper. Step one, I had to write it. And then I had to go to, real quick, it's a love story. That's why I said speaking of love. But so I had to go to the music library on campus, which is close to my house. And then I had to print like a lot of pieces of paper, basically. I put in the order. It cost me $13 to print all of this. And then I stood there by the printer in this very quiet library as it just printed quite noisily, I might add, for like a solid like 5 minutes straight. It was crazy. And so it would print like the 7 pages, and then I'd have to take them real quick and staple them before the next 7 emerged, which wasn't very hard given the fact that it wasn't like the fastest printer. But it was I was wearing my sweater. I was wearing my sweater again because I was out and about. And so it got pretty hot and I was like, you know, moving around and I was feeling uncomfortable because I was like making a commotion in this library, printing my terrible love story. But in the end, I printed it all. But here's the thing, guys. I've written this story and I think it might be very good. It might be brilliant and people might love it. But I wouldn't dare think so because I don't think it's very good. I think it's fine. I hope it's fine. But it's a love story and it's written about a friend of mine, and I'll say her name because it's easier. It's more personal. Her name is Rihanna, and Rihanna can never know that I wrote this story because while I tried to make it loosely based on her, it ended up being like way too based on her. And let me be very clear. I am not in love with Rihanna. I mean, I love her. She's fantastic. She's a great friend. I appreciate having her in my life. Come Valentine's Day, maybe I'll tell her that I appreciate her, but only as a friend. But then here I am having written this love story about someone who's basically me falling in love with someone who is basically her and whose name is also Rihanna, which is a terrible situation that I found myself in because I'm going to live in constant fear of Rihanna uncovering this love story, this bad love story that it's going to seem like I wrote for her about somewhat real things that happened between us. So that's a mess. It's not really a mess. It has the potential to be a mess. It's kind of like balancing like a pot of like, I don't know, what's a messy thing? A pot of like scrambled eggs aren't terrible. That wouldn't be the worst thing to spill. Like a big, well, take a leaf from the office and go with a big old pot of chili and you've balanced it like on the edge of the sink because it won't fit in the sink maybe. And you're just hoping that no one's going to like walk too fast next to this pot of chili and spill it everywhere. That's kind of what my love story is right now as it relates to the friendship I have with Rihanna. Maybe I should stop saying her name. I mean, it's too late. I hope she's not listening. If you are Rihanna, I guess you can read the love story because or maybe you shouldn't. It's fine. It's not weird. There aren't any like weird, I don't know. I hope you're not listening. I hope you're doing well if you are listening, though. Rihanna is dating someone. His name is Jacob. Here's more information about a stranger for you. His name is Jacob, and he kind of looks like me, which makes all of this a little bit weirder. Not a lot weirder, but weirder enough that it's feeling like I should talk about something else, probably, which I'm sure we can all appreciate. So maybe we should just kind of move on. I'll talk about my birthday next week, because I guess it's a week from now. No, 6 days from now, because it's Tuesday, technically, is my birthday. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. My brother, my twin brother, who I mention sometimes on this show, he doesn't listen. He's going to come from Vermont to here, and he's going to bring his girlfriend, who is also my good friend Cameron, who, here's a nice callback, she's the one who asked me out in seventh grade. She dated me for a bit, broke up with me, couple years later started dating my twin, and they've been together. They're still together and they're doing great, and that's fantastic. So they're both coming in for my birthday. My grandmother will take us all out to dinner and she'll feed me too much, but it'll be a good dinner. And I'll tell you all about the various dramas that unfold after they happen rather than before, because that's kind of the way it makes sense to do things when you consider it. But so Valentine's Day, maybe I'll just wrap up my thoughts on Valentine's Day. Have a good time with it, if you can. And if you can't, find something that you will have a good time with, and maybe do that. But I think it's a nice day. I'm not against Valentine's Day. Lots of people are. But even though I'm single, and I was single the last Valentine's Day too, that was a bit worse. I was blessed. I wasn't really recently broken up with, but it felt recent. But I was blessed with a kidney stone, so I got to focus on that instead. There's a bit of information about me for you. I won't go into the details. But anyways, it's a good day. Even though I've been single the past two times, I like it. It's kind of nice. There's heart-shaped chocolate everywhere, and people are walking around and happy, and it's nice to have all these happy people who are around. And it's nice to, and I was happy myself. Was I? No, I wasn't last Valentine's Day, but I think I will be this Valentine's Day, because life's good, generally, other than like my weird situation with my love story and Rihanna that, again, if you know her and you are listening, please don't tell her and make it. I feel like if she should hear about it, it should be from me. And I also feel like I've made way too big a deal out of it, given what it actually is, which is, in reality, a pretty small deal, I hope. But I'm going to keep playing a bit of music, and then I'll come back, and we'll wrap up the show, which will be nice. And people will come on, and they'll have a different show, and it will be a whole new experience. So I hope you like the last two songs of the night. I love you, and you're beautiful. Honestly, you are. You're fantastic. And I'll be back in not too long, so I hope you enjoy.
Your prettiness is seeping through out from the dress I took. Oh.
right, we just heard. Maybe you should start with something other than all right. I think I always say all right. We'll switch it up. Okay, pretend the song just ended. Okay, we just heard Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel, followed by Jakey Ryan by Summer Camp. And I feel like the playlist of the night has really felt like a playlist you would hear on a college radio station between the hours of 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And so I hope that I've really helped establish your reality for you via that. But let's talk. Let's talk self-care, because that's like the one constant of this show. Because pretty soon people are going to show up and they're going to rightfully kick me out of the station, because it will be their turn to talk at you and play music at you. And it will be your turn to listen to them. And so let's talk self-care. Yeah. Valentine's Day is coming up. We've talked about it a lot this show because I am running short on material. But just remember that you are very loved, and you are a wonderful, fantastic person with real inherent human value. And that if you're single on Valentine's Day, that doesn't mean that you failed in any way. That just means that you happen to be single on February 14th, like a lot of other people. And that's okay, because you'll be single, and at some point you won't be single, and then you'll be single again, probably. But you don't need to be in a relationship to be loved and to receive love. And you deserve it. You deserve all the love in the world, because you are a wonderful, beautiful person who's, you know, alive. Isn't that fantastic? What a weird situation to find yourself in, huh? Weird but good. A good weird. It's like the weird, what's a good weird? It's when you're trying to tell your significant other that they've got mustard on their shirt, but you accidentally say, "I love you." Maybe that's the wrong analogy to make, given the point I'm trying to get across here. And I've never done that, but I imagine that would be a good weird, unless you weren't in love with the person who said it. But focusing on the positive, you are loved, you are wonderful, and you deserve that love and wonderfulness. Real quick, I'm going to mention that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope that I've given you a freeform experience. You've heard, this has been Probably Birds, and I'm just going to kind of talk until people show up in this station, and then I'm going to have to, in the studio. Then I'll have to pick a song to play them in on, because I never do that. I never decide beforehand, because I am ill-prepared, and I don't know how I have this position, except for the fact that they give it to just anyone who kind of wants it. And that's me. I want to be here. So let's talk a little bit then. It's late. You can get some sleep if you want. That's what I'm going to do. I've mentioned that I've been awake since 6:30, and I have more orientation training tomorrow. Thankfully, I do not have to be up so early tomorrow, because that would be terrible. But no, I just have to get there at 1. So that's very doable. If I don't accomplish that, I might have to reevaluate my strategies and get better as a person, because I can grow. I can change. And if you want to see that change, well, then follow me to my internship training tomorrow, where I'm going to be taught how to change in order to be a better intern. I suppose is the point of the training. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I imagine it will be a rip-roaring time. And I was going to say that anyone's welcome, but that's probably not the case. You probably have to be interviewed and then hired, kind of like I was. But if it were up to me, you'd be my plus one. There's a fun topic we can talk about for like the last 2 minutes of the show, / probably less, because I imagine someone's going to show up and kick me out. Weddings. Plus ones to weddings. I don't go to enough weddings. I love weddings. I've been to 2 in my life, and I was a fan. Maybe it's not like a good enough sample size to get like a real finger on the pulse of weddings, but I'm just going to toss it out there. If you have a plus one to a wedding and you don't have anyone to go with, think of me, because I love weddings. There's food usually. There's, you know, family drama. I love drama too. It's one of my vices. Drama. But I mean, I got all these friends who have all these cousins in their life, and all their cousins are older than them, and they're all getting married, and they're going to all these weddings, and like, oh, Jonah, I'm so busy with all these weddings. Oh, poor me. And I say, shut up, you. But I say it nicer than that because they're my friends and I care about them. But I'm the oldest cousin. I mean, first of all, I have like, my cousins are limited to one cousin and then two step cousins. And so I'm the oldest cousin and I don't even have many cousins that are younger anyways. And so I'm going to be like one of the first to get married, probably, maybe, we'll see. So I don't get to be the younger cousin going to all the weddings and having a good time. I have to be the old married cousin who, makes a polite appearance. So once again, if you're going to any weddings in the near future, please do think of me, because I like them. And I don't think I managed to have wedding cake at either of the weddings I went to. So that's another reason to take me as opposed to someone you actually know and, care about. Is that I haven't had the opportunity to eat that sweet cake. I assume it's good. Maybe it's terrible cake. I wouldn't know, and I want that experience. But anyways, I've got 5 seconds left, so I want to say that you're wonderful. Thank you for listening, and please do take care. Great.